Our third story now, protests in support of Egypt's ousted president Mohamed Morsi in the capital Cairo has turned violent, leaving two protesters dead. According to Egyptian officials, the protesters were killed in clashes with the local residents opposed to Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood movement. The violence took place in Cairo's northern district of Mataria after Friday prayers. Health officials and witnesses say the victims were killed after they were hit with birdshots, adding that three others were wounded during the protest. Police was also present during the rally and fired tear gas to disperse the demonstrators. Since Morsi's ouster last July, his supporters have staged regular protests against Egypt's new authorities. The government has led a crackdown on the protesters, killing more than 1,400 people, jailing over 15,000 and sentencing to death about 200 others in mass trials. Let's cross over to Cairo and talk to Press TV's Mohamed Chalabi, our correspondent there. Mohamed, what kind of a fate is awaiting the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, a very difficult question, Hassan. They've decided to take it all out. I mean, they've decided to play to the very end. I mean, their opponents, the military Baath government and their supporters, accused the Brotherhood of committing suicide, allegedly. The supporters of the Brotherhood believe that they are on the right track and that they couldn't give up on a legitimacy on a freely democratically elected civilian president and on a parliament that was elected by millions of Egyptians just to hand over power again to a military Baath government to continue decades of what they see as oppression and of unfair economic policies that only favor the rich here in Egypt. So very difficult to say what the fate of the Brotherhood will be, for sure the ideas don't die. So their ideas will remain there. They have a lot of supporters,
and of course, Mohamed,
a lot of
speaking of their ideas, speaking of their ideas, how much has the public opinion changed towards the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, they have lost, Hassan, many say that their one-year tenure in power was a failure. They failed to solve many of Egypt's economic woes, first and foremost. But many others argue that they didn't have the chance. I mean, they weren't given the chance, actually, because the so-called coup was plotted from day one against the Muslim Brotherhood's president and against the free will of the Egyptians. In fact, supporters of the Brotherhood and the sympathizers and those who are against military rule in general in Egypt, including youth from the liberal stream, believe that this was planned with Western powers, between the military and their allies, including Israel and the U.S. And today's protests, many of them witnessed chants against the inhumane Israeli aggression against Palestinians in Gaza. Protesters were describing the Israeli attack as a Zionist barbaric aggression against helpless Palestinians. And they even accused the military Baath government of facilitating this by closing the borders most of the time, by hitting the tunnels that link Egypt to Gaza. And they accused the military Baath government, in fact, of at least taking passive reaction, Hassan, towards the killing of the inhumane killing of Palestinians by Israel and Gaza.
All right. Press TV's Mohamed Chalabi reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Mohamed.